I am Joe Italic. My life is driven by one burning question. What would it mean for me if I looked at life through the lens of love? In my pursuit to answer that question, I'm sparking conversations with thought leaders, change makers, and risk takers who are exploring the undeniable possibilities when we look at life through love. It is my intention that these conversations will help you find your own answers to that question too. Welcome to the Lens of Love podcast. Okay, welcome back everyone to the Lens of Love podcast. Really excited about my guest today. He and I share a very common theme, and of course, you know it has to be love. And I've been wanting to have him as a guest, and I'm so happy to have him on early on. Today's guest is John Pogačar, who was the founder, the man, I was going to say behind the movement, but really you're in front of the movement. And it's called Love on Every Billboard. So John is a guy whose intention is to enjoy his journey through life, no matter what the ebbs and the flows bring to him. And every path is a learning experience, and everything gets you as far as it can. And then something else shows up to take you to along the journey a little bit further. What a great way to look at life. And so, well, welcome, John, to the Lens of Love.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much. It just means so much. It just so much about love and so much about self-love. And it, you know, like Jason Mraz said, like Kyle says, like I have said, it's just love is the only answer. And it's just like no matter what, it is always going back inside and loving. It's loving people outside of you. And I have, you know, it hasn't always been that way for me. You know, because, you know, you grow up and you learn these different things after you're born, and you have judgments and you have different things that come in your life, and there's competition and there's this and that. And so, but it's been a process of just, of learning to love more. And I think it started 3 years ago when I finally yelled out to the universe, where's all the love in the world? It was like, you know, there was, the election was going on. It's like, well, over these 3 years, I have figured out the love had to start with myself. And so I had to love myself more so I could be able to love other people more so that I could just, you know, allow people to be who they are and just continue to love them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's, I was going to ask, you know, what was that moment where there was a deeper pursuit or an understanding or something that shifted this epiphany about love is still the answer for you. So you mentioned 3 years ago, whereas what other undergirded like things that were happening in your life that led you to this discovery of yelling out to the universe, you know, where's all the love in the world? You know, what was happening?
You know, I had retired about 5 or 6 years ago now. And so it was like, you know, you go, I was doing that thing, going to coffee shops and hanging out with individuals that were also retired. And they were talking about things from their past. And they are too upset about the Republican, Democrats, Bernie, you know, Clinton, Trump. And so there was a constant arguments, and it was like, this is the last place I want to spend the rest of my life doing is, you right, know, yeah, being around that sentiment. And so, and then, like I said, and then you get on Facebook and it's the same thing, the fake news, this and that. It's like, oh, it was just overwhelming. It's like, I got to get away from all of it. And I just yelled out to the world, where is all the love in the world? And guess who shows up on my Facebook feed but Mr. Cease. And it's like, what the hell? I don't know who you are, but I yelled and you show up, so I'm going to punch on your name. And so I did. And then it's been this huge transformational journey. I had no idea what I was getting myself into or knew anything about that. no idea, but you make that leap, you make that step into, yep, I'm going to sign up for your program in at the Alex Theater, and I'm just going to go. And then the rest has been very magical and very cool and very surreal, and has taken me to lots of different places. And I've met tons of people throughout the world now, and it's been fun.
That's beautiful. So for those that are listening, I know what John's talking about. He's speaking of Kyle Cease, and you went, I'm assuming, to one of his Evolving Out Loud programs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, early on. And so, you know, of course, that's how we met, is through that community. For you, what were some of the things that have, I call them woke moments, those times where we wake up to the truth, right?
Yeah.
What were some of those things along this journey? I mean, you mentioned 3 years. That's you know, I understand the impact of being in a community like that, these like-minded individuals who really are the embodiment of love. But under Kyle's guidance and teaching, and then the connections that you built across the world, share, what are some things that have been epiphanies for you? What are some life-changing shifts that have happened in this time?
Well, I was looking at something this morning. It was like, you know, showing up is, you know, probably 90% of this whole, of your whole life. Just show up, you know?
And
And another life-changing thing that I was taught is that you don't have to have it all planned out. There was no way I could, we are at 74 billboards right now. There was no way I could say, I'm going to put up 74 billboards in 8 months and be okay with that. It was just like, nope, just do the first one. Just do one and let's just see what happens. And then, oh my gosh, it just fell into place. You know, people grabbed it and said, I'll put one up here. I'll put one up here. And, you know, the people from Russia said, we'll put up 23 of them on Valentine's Day for you. Can we use your artwork? And it was just like, but that was one thing, you know, it's like a GPS. You just go to the corner. Okay, now which way to go? It take you to the right or left.
Right.
Or support. So that's another thing is, and just the continued love, just be so in love with yourself that it exudes out, you know, it comes out in so much different ways for everybody else. And another big thing, and I'm still, this is a continued lesson, but money shows up for you. Money will show up for you. Just do what you do and money shows up for you. Money has shown up for all the billboards to be put up. I didn't have $100,000 to put all those up, but money has shown up to put them up. And there have been donations. Companies have donated. And so it's like,
So here's what I'm hearing. And it's absolutely gorgeous. You said show up. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And I know even in my own journey, right, it was thinking about showing up or wanting to show up, but it's the actual act of saying, I'm here, I'm ready, or maybe not even ready, but I know I've made a decision. And then you also touched on not having all the answers, but so it's moving from the knowing in the head to the knowing in the heart. It's like, I know this is supposed to happen. I know I'm to do this. And then it's met with this immense amount of provision that you had no idea where it was coming from. And to have, you know, the response that you've had, and I'm going to have you talk a little bit about that in a moment. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. So I appreciate you speaking to that, because I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who have a tug in the heart that might seem outside of themselves, or might seem that, is this even doable? And am I capable of doing it? And all the questions that come up. And what you've just shared, John, is that the key is not necessarily having all the answers, but is to, step number one is just show up, right? And then make that decision. And then, you know, it's in the next step that you find the next step. And I love the analogy you use about the GPS, right? You don't, you just go what the next step is, turn left, go to the end here, and 2 miles, you know, take off this exit, etc. You don't need to know the entire path. So that's beautiful. So there's a commonality between you and I that you mentioned in terms of what happened 3 years ago when you're seeing all the things that were happening politically and seeing the division in the world, I mean, you know, in the country and all that stuff. It just, you could just feel the vibrational, like, lull in it. It was just awful. I know for me. And so similarly, in terms of my decision to really build a platform around Love Is Still the Answer, was in a group, a mastermind group, very similar to what you had gone through with, there's a 6-month program, mastermind program. And we were doing a group exercise. You and I know it as Kylego. Mm-hmm. And we were just going to, one at a time, just start Kylegoing. And Kyle said, okay, who wants to start? No one wanted to raise their hand. So he said, Joe, I want to hear from you. I'm like, oh, hell. And and so I remember, this is exactly what I said. I said, you know what? All we hear today is that there's a blue wave coming and there's a red wave coming. I said, but we're going to start a love wave. And that's where that term actually was birthed. So it's, I didn't think of that. It was just in the moment, allowing to be a vessel of what was coming through. Mm-hmm. And because I want to touch on that, the moment that it came to you that you were going to do this. And so I really love the parallels, you know, our individual contributions and our passions, they are manifest differently in what we do, but it's so in alignment. And, you know, which shows everyone who's listening that you don't have to copycat anyone. I mean, you just allow yourself just to be an open vessel and it'll show up in your own flavor. And still accomplish the same exact vibrational, you know, energy. So, yeah, that's so, so cool. All right. So I want to, you know, shift and talk about the moment where this vision was birthed, right, around the billboards. Oh, and before you do that, I remember a Tim Ferriss podcast where he actually asked a question to a guest. Like, if you had a billboard, you know, an opportunity, what would you put on it, right? And I said, oh, my gosh, it's like John Pogacar. So it's very ironic that I'm having you on, but I recall that question. So it's very powerful. So share what happened. Well, what was that moment?
You know, I had, you know, you had mentioned the 6-month coaching call that we both did. You know, mine was at 6:30, and so I had gone down because Kyle invited us down to LA to do a podcast with him. So I went down there to do that, and there was some, and during my podcast, we talked about me going out into go camping, you know, go out into nature and just really listen. And I, you know, I had mentioned to him, I said, I do. He said, but I think you go with your hand up in the air. I think you go with your hand as a stop sign. And so you go up there and it's like, yeah, tell me what you got to say. And then I'm going to go back home, you know, but it's like, sit out there and really listen, you know, and put down your hand. So I took that to heart and I said, okay. I was also signed up for the meditation retreat, which was 2 weeks later. So I thought, there's no way I'm going to drive all the way back up to Spokane, that's 1200 miles, and then back down again. So I'm just going to go camp in Kings Canyon National Park. It's a beautiful park that you guys have in California, that they have in California. And I'm just going to go there and hang out for a couple of weeks. I had brought my tent and my sleeping bag and some camping items. So I was just going to go hang out. So I did that. And still got up every morning, listened to the calls, went out hiking, and met some great people in the park. And did a lot of meditation and just was in awe at the sequoia trees that were so huge. And I did just kind of sit and listen to what they had to say and sit on benches and watch people walk by and wonder at these trees. And I was thinking, God, all these trees want to do, they just want to grow. And they're so loving and caring for letting these people come and watch them or see them. in all their glory. And so I said, I wonder, you know, and we always talking about love in our calls. It was just, it's all about love, you know, and how we need to love ourselves more. And so I go, why, how can I put that out there in a bigger form? What could I do to put out there? And so that idea of the billboard, putting on a billboard, and oh my gosh, as soon as I said that, all this fear showed up, like, who are you to put this on a billboard? And what do you think you're doing? And yeah. Anyway, so I sat with that. I sat with that whole idea. And that's where the idea came from. But then I went back to the meditation retreat and I just kind of, hey, we collegoed, like you talk about the love on a billboard. And a couple of people thought that was kind of a cool idea, but I still sat with that. And just, okay, how is this going to work? And then love in on people's shirts and in the stores just started showing up everywhere I looked. There was love. And I'd gone up to Canada to support a friend that was up there with her project. And I found a rock that said love on it that somebody had put down on, they put down on this walkway. And I go, that's it. That's it. I am going to do this. I'm seeing it wherever I go. I am going to do this. So I came back, bought the love billboard for one billboard. And I said, here I go. And I went on the call that morning and because somebody had said, you have to tell them. I said, I am just going to do it. No, you have to tell everybody about in the call. And it was like, there it was. And so, yeah, I'm just doing it. I'm putting love on every billboard. And they go, you're doing what? And they go, that's what we're going to do. So that's how it all came out. Yeah.
So from the time that you had that decision, right, from at the Asilomar, right, and where I think it was, you know, through where you were, in, you know, during that time in between your podcast interview and then getting to the, you know, to the meditation retreat, I think that's where it started. But that decision making time to when the first billboard went up, how long was that period?
Well, guys, I got back, we talked about that. And then, you know, that was September was the retreat and then it didn't go up until November. So.
Oh my, still, oh my goodness. Wow. So still, pretty quickly.
Still sitting with this idea and just going, which way do we go with this? But, you know, what was nice is I started sharing with other people. And as I shared it more with other people, I got some, what did I get? Some like reassurance that, hey, this is a great idea and let's go ahead and do this. And, you know, and I was telling somebody else this, I had, when I came back from Asilomar, I had took a napkin and I'd made up my own little love billboard, put some dancing people underneath it going, okay, let's have some, let's see what this, where this goes. I put it on my table. Well, on top of that, fell different books or different writings and mail, and then but it always popped back up to the top. It always rose up to the top, you know. It's like the cream always coming to the top. So it's and this is what really grabbed me, is like hoarding. You are hoarding this idea. You have people have said this is a great idea and now you're hoarding it. And why are you hoarding this idea?
What was the answer to that question?
And that was that hoarding, that was just that fear. It's like, no, I'm done. I'm done hoarding it. And the rock showed up that said love on it. I go, oh, yeah. I don't know how many times the universe have to slap me in the face to say this is a good idea. So it's like, do it. Just do it.
Yeah, so, that universal slap, right? That's
yeah. It just kept coming around. I see love. Yeah. I see love. I see love. Yeah. So
for those of you who aren't familiar with this movement, and we'll give this at the end as well, but go to loveoneverybillboard.com. You'll get the full story and also just see what's happened with this movement. What had really the impression that it left on me, John, was the no attachment intention of, you know, putting love on a billboard. So I want you to share more. Like the heart of what you wanted, because it's come out in several of the press that you've gotten, that the movement has received.
Yes.
And you've spoken about it, and I was actually watching the clip from the Today Show because you've gotten national attention because of this. Yeah. And the impression and just how it's touched people because there's not a hashtag or a go visit a website. So I want you to talk more about that, the intention of this.
So the intention was not to put a hashtag on it and not to put a URL on it. It was just to have that word love. And then, and so my thought, this is my thought, was that I wanted it pure and I wanted it to, for anybody to be able to say, okay, I can identify with that. It wasn't going to, it didn't have hashtag St. Jude's or kids. I wanted it to be applied to everybody because I think when we see something that's got somebody else's name attached to it, I think we tend to just take that and we'll just put it with, you know, maybe children with cancer, which is, you know, St. Jude's, I love them to death. But I didn't want it to be just attuned to that. I wanted everybody to be able to see that and then in turn that and use it for whatever they wanted to use it for, whether it had to be, I need to be kinder at home, or I need to be a more loving employer to take care of my employees better, or, you know, maybe I'm an employee and I need to do a better job for my employer and the people, the salespeople or the people that work, you know, where I'm working at. So that's what I wanted to be there for anybody to be able to use it and not it just being singled out to one thing. And I thought in our day and age, if somebody puts love in the internet and attaches billboard to it, it's going to go right to any story that had to do with me anyway. And it did. And it was like, there was no reason because several people said, attach your website to it. I go, no, I'm not attaching my website to it. It's not about the website. It's just about them using that. The website nowadays will get attention because they'll find it. People looking for it will find it. Interested people will find it. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's very refreshing, you know, in a day and age where there is attachment. And I don't think there's anything wrong with organizations, you know, who want to send a positive message and, you know, and attach their name to it. But your intention was really you're driving down the road, right? And the first billboard you see is, you know, a 2-for-1 breast augmentation or the next one. Why did I come up with that? I don't know. But the second billboard, oh my gosh, the second billboard is, you know, lose weight or, you know, there's something, I was trying to get something. Then they see love. And it's that almost a pattern interruption. Mm-hmm. No, it is a pattern interruption, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? And they might even be looking for, who is this? It's the curiosity in it. And number two, probably, and I'm sure there have been, and I know there has been some stories of people that have been impacted because of that. Yeah. So tell me what has been some of the, you know, early like impressions that people have and what it's done, you know, as people have just driven by and saw love on a billboard, right? Can you share a few stories?
Sure. One story was a lady said she pulled off the side of the road, had to stop. And this is the billboard that was in Los Angeles, had to stop, pulled off to the side of the road and just cried. She goes, I cried and cried and cried.
Wow.
Yeah. Another woman up in Seattle, she said, I saw that, went on your site and was upset because you didn't spend that money on the food bank. Mm. And so my answer to her was that if it does anything, it has caused you to reflect on what you could do with your disposable income. And so I applaud you for taking the time to write something, but now you can go out and spend what you want on what, but it causes people to think about, what could I be doing? And that's what I wanted it to do. So it fulfills its purpose, no matter if you go, wow, oh my gosh, that hits me so hard. Or why did they spend so much money on a billboard when they could be done for something else? So it makes you think no matter what. I had another lady go, it got taken down. Why would they want to take it down? Well, it only lasted a month, but it's like, oh my gosh, I drove past this thing for, 30 days on my way to work. And it's like, oh my gosh, it was always there. I could count on it. And now it's gone. And so, it makes people appreciate that idea. We had another lady that in St. Louis, and she just went on and on and on and how this impacts, her church and how it was so important to have love, in the Bible, and went on and on and on how St. Louis really needs that because there is such a division in the culture there. And so, yeah, just time and time after again, different people, we were doing a video, Kyle and I were doing a newscast up in Seattle, and people drove by and they made their hands, how you make it like a little heart. And so there's some excitement and people jumping up and down and excited about it. And people came and got their pictures taken underneath the billboard, and people called me up. Can you meet me, for coffee so we can talk about it? Can we meet under the billboard, get our pictures taken under it?
And so, wow.
Yeah. No, it's been fun.
It's
cool just to see everybody's different idea of what it could be like.
And it's awesome, John, because you're not taking any responsibility of how people receive it.
At first, Joe, this is what I wanted to do. My ego was going like this. Grab a clipboard. I'm going to put an orange cone in the road, and I'm going to stop people as they go and find out what they wanted to say. This is what my ego wanted to do. So grab your clipboard, and we're going to stop people. And I wondered how long the police department was going to let me do this. But I go, nope. Just let it go. Let all that attachment go. I stood there and waved at people to, make sure they're seeing it. Do you guys see this? It's 12 by 24. You guys see this above my head.
That's great.
So it's fun. And Stoss Arsenov. Do you know Stoss from my call?
I don't believe so. I don't think I've met him.
Okay. Well, Stoss loved it so much. I mean, if you want somebody that was inspired so much, he said, I'm coming up to Spokane. I'm grabbing a friend of mine. I don't know how to film anything, but my buddy does some filming, and I'll find some people in Spokane, and we'll put together, a film about Love on Every Billboard.
That I heard about. I didn't know Scott, but I had heard about that, which is amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. So, and here's what came to me as you were sharing those stories about love. It's exactly what love is. Love asks for nothing.
Yeah.
So as you are, just the looking at the powerful word, right? I mean, everyone has their association, their relationship to it. It sparks something, maybe even triggers, right? All of those things, right? What it sets out to do, it accomplishes.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing, man. Amazing. Wow.
Such a powerful word. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I picked the colors was just from my, from my idea.
Perfection.
Working in retail. I wanted something that would pop off the billboard.
Well, pops.
And that's exactly, it just pops. So you can see it from a long ways away.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. And so I want you to talk about the catch fire, the growth of it, right? So share, you alluded to some of those things earlier when we were having a conversation, even the billboards that have been put up in other countries. So share a little bit about what's happened since you started in Spokane.
Okay, so we started in Spokane. That first initial call where Kyle was on the phone and, or on the call with me, we did the Zoom call. So when he came back from the weekend, I had already told the group what I was going to do. And then he came back and Kyle said, well, tell me, how much are they? And so I go, well, they're $950 for the billboards. He goes, I'll buy one so you can have two of them in Spokane. And then that was that initial thing, like, what are you doing and what is happening? That's, you also find out back that you find out, okay, this was the GPS. You went here, you put down your money, and this what happened. This is, was the next step. And then he goes, no, I'll buy two. And by the end of the call, he said, I'll buy three of them. And he had me in tears because it's like, he goes, John, receive, just receive it all in, receive it all in. Yeah. And so, okay, so, and then the next day, Amelia Ann shows up and says, hey, I will give you a website. I made a website for you. Here it
is.
Wow. Yeah. So that was beautiful. So we, you know, so there's four of them. And so we get those put up, and then there's this synagogue shooting happened. And then in Pittsburgh. And so I had donation for coming in. So I have money for the, put a billboard out there. Let's do it. So we did that. And then a lady I knew from another coaching group, she said, well, I just saw what you were doing here, and I want to put one up in Marshalltown, Iowa. A tornado had gone through their city back in July. Mm-hmm. And so I said, mm-hmm. That's cool. I said, how much are they? And so she was able to find a price. I said, that's not very much for that billboard. I'll add another one so you can have them in two different spots in your town. So we did that one, you know. And then, then Carol shows up. She goes, I want to put up some billboards. So she took that on in St. Louis, and she brought that program to St. Louis and put her own money out there in St. Louis and built some huge billboards, and then got some great donations, and was just, you know, she beat the drum to just make that program good. My brother-in-law put one up in Montana. My sister passed away a couple years ago. And so he said, we just need so much more healing here. So he put one up for a couple months. And then somebody came right behind him and said, I love the idea too. I don't want my name mentioned, but I'll keep the billboard up in Montana, in Havre, Montana, for another 2 months. So they had their billboard for 4 months. Some of ours stayed up longer because people didn't buy the advertising space right after our billboard, so they just stay up. So that's beautiful. So I think by the end of the year, we had got like 11 billboards, and Stoss, you know, the same gentleman that came up and did the video with me, was kept, you know, oh, you got to do this, you got to push it, you got to push it, push it. And it seemed like the more I tried to push it, or the more we pushed it, the it just would go silent, you know, nobody else wanted to help.
Yeah.
So he ended up going to Bali. And so he wasn't in my ear every day. And he wasn't, you know, yeah, he just wasn't in my ear every day. And I think that was really cool, because it kind of gave me a chance to breathe and just to do some meditation. And then, boom, this lady from Russia shows up. She calls me on the phone, and she said, we'd like to, she, you know, she was just a young lady. She's like in her 21. She worked for this company called SCG, a Spectral Communication Group. We would like to put up 23 digital billboards in a town in Russia. I think it's called Nizhny Novgorod, Russia. So we would like to do that for Valentine's Day. And then, you know, the Today Show heard about it because we went to LA and we put a billboard up in there. And those people were so wonderful. Outfront Media said, we're just going to give you a month for free. You buy the vinyl and we'll give it, and we'll put it up there for free. And I go, oh my gosh, that is so wonderful, because I had never thought in the world that we'd be able to put a billboard in a market that big, because they probably cost $10,000, you know, at least. They said, we'll just do it for free. And they even found me their wholesaler that would make the vinyl for me for like $450. So it's like, oh my gosh, this is like the universe has got her back in this thing. We're just doing this stuff. So, and then that month goes by, and then they go, you know what? We love your program so much, and we're going to give you 6 more months, and we'll move the vinyl around wherever we have space. Oh, it's a huge vinyl, so it can't just go in somebody's little neighborhood. So it gets moved around, which I said, I love that idea, because not everybody drives up and down the Ventura Highway.
Yeah.
So, so many more people get to see it. So many more people get to see this message. So many more people get to go, oh my gosh, what does that mean? to me,
right,
or who put this up. And so a young lady from your call said, I want to do this in Oklahoma City. So she had friends there. They put up the two digital billboards. And then she bought 30 bus benches that say love on them. So she put those are going to be up for a year. And then there's another lady in Texas that I wanted to, that we were talking about it. And she at that time wasn't ready to do it, which was beautiful because it allowed me to learn. I've learned so much stuff. It's like, oh, you don't want to do it. This is a great idea. No, don't. I didn't want to push it. I just stepped back from it and just said, okay, if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The universe is trying to teach you a lesson here. So 3 or 4 months later, it blew up. It went. That lady was in the position then at that time to do it. That was Dorinda. And she just said, I'll do it now. I am feeling so good about this. I'll do it now. And I was blessed with some extra money. So let's do it. So and our conversation between each other was so well connected. It was beautiful. Just so beautiful how just stepping back from something, they're not ready now. They were further in. Yeah.
What a beautiful demonstration of flow, right? Yes. Allowing, surrendering.
Yes.
What a great practice of when we feel this, in air quotes, success of it. Mm-hmm. And then you feel on your body like, wait, not that that's bad, wrong, or anything to that nature.
Yeah.
But I sense there was this pause around the pushing of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the notion of the allowing of it. I mean, that's foreign to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, hey, let's catch on. Let's build momentum. And once again, I don't think anything's quote unquote wrong with that, but there's something that's different around this movement. Mm-hmm. You know, it is definitely led, you know, through spirit. And so it's awesome. And I know we had to talk earlier around coming to Phoenix in the Arizona area. And so I have a little surprise for you a little bit later, but we'll talk about that. So
I'm curious now.
So John has, so what has, you know, as you look at, and I know we don't live in a future state, but what thoughts come to mind in terms of the advancement of, the furthering of, or what this could lead to? Has anything come up, you know, in your time of being still, and or is it just staying the path that you're on right now?
Well, there are some things that have come up about that, you know, different places that could go, and you go to the retreat, and I was able to meet some people at the meditation retreat that we just went to in May, and it's like two young ladies from Austria. Hey, let's bring that there. And I've been chatting for a while with a couple people in London that would love to have a billboard there, whether it be a billboard or a mural on a building. We're trying to figure that one out. But life has gotten in the way of different things. And so it's like, okay, well, this one we'll just put on hold, you know, kind of like the one that's in Texas. We just put it on hold and we'll just see what happens later with it. I'm not going to force it. But, you know, I've thought about, you know, writing a book about and having that be part of one of those ideas that I came up with. So I'm sure there's going to be that. I'm into that a few chapters. And so, so that's cool. And I have, you know, I put out the, I had somebody from Kyle's team Photoshop Love on the Moon. And I stuck that out there and I go, hey, that is a possibility. You know, if we're going to be writing possibilities down. So I met this young lady. I met another young lady at the retreat and she goes, we were chatting just the other day. She goes, my dad used to work for NASA and now he works for Boeing. I go, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to put love on the moon. And they're going back in 2024. She goes, I will be talking to my dad to find out who we need to talk to. Because why couldn't a Pat or something be there, you know, in a moonshot? And why couldn't it be love? So Love is going to the moon. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Well, I'm thrilled for you and for everything that you're doing is just so inspirational. And it's really important in the times that we're in. The simplicity, yet the profound impact that it's having on those that come across it, who, like you mentioned before, sparks something, is just beautiful. And so I told you I had something for you. And yes. Earlier we talked, and, you know, as I was putting the event Love Wave Live together here in May, I thought it would be a nice, you know, way to partner. And I also had that notion of pause. You know, there was I like to take a lot on. My nature is like, oh, let's do this and this and this. But then something, there was that notion of pausing. But I am ready. It's time for a billboard in Arizona.
Very cool.
And so here's the funny thing is there is a stretch. I don't expect you to know these fairways, but the 10 freeway and the 202, they intersect. And when you're coming 10 east going to the 202 east, there's a string of billboards, and there's exactly five of them that are like, not, you know, you can see as you're driving, you can see these billboards clearly, and they're paced. And there are five, which is love is still the answer. That was like, you know, but the most important one is love. Uh-huh. And so I'm ready to raise some funds and put a billboard here in Arizona.
Nice.
So I wanted to let you know that here on podcast and to encourage others that if this movement moves you, visit John at loveoneveryBillboard.com. And John, I'll give you an opportunity to share how people can get in touch with you.
Okay.
And I would want you to consider continuing to strengthen this movement. It's just so, so beautiful. Really quickly, in terms of the mechanics of it all, is that something that you work with folks when they say, you know what, I really want to sponsor, you know, putting a billboard in my city? So what's the process and all that?
You know, if they can just get a hold of me and they can find me on Facebook at Love on Every Billboard, you know, just write a little message to me, or they can go to our website, you know, on loveoneveryBillboard.com, and there's a place that they can leave a message and then where you can write me on my email there is info@loveoneveryBillboard.com. They can send me a message that way too. So there's lots of ways, and you can even call me at 509-995-0107 and we can chat about that, or Facebook message me about that. Lots of easy ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. And for the listeners, I'll put that all in the show notes, and, you know, please reach out to John, visit him, encourage him, and let's put love on every billboard.
Yeah. And you know, I know people, you know, they go, oh, I want to do this, but even though I've done it, there's fear for them. Like, this is a big thing.
Sure.
I mean, I'm putting my money out there and, you know, I want to make sure it's done right. Will we have ideas on what is right, what is wrong? And so it's like, you know what? I will walk you through the process. We'll get a hold of Lamar or Outfront Media or whoever the advertising agency in your area is. And we'll just make this happen. And they've been great about, you know, giving us really good prices. And so we'll just make it happen for people. And what's another thing that's great is I love to have people do a press release around the whole idea. So you get to put yourself out in front of the press. You can do an interview, you know, if they decide to make that newsworthy, you know, and a lot of people have. And so it's like so one more thing to help people grow. Mm-hmm. Because they get to put themselves out there in front of people and, you know, and tell their story about it and just tell them what it means to them. Because if you want to put up a billboard, it has called you, and you really have to. Because there's some feelings that you have behind doing that. That's a big thing to do, to put that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you, John. Sure. Thank you for coming on and sharing this time with me. And it's just, I want to tell you, you are an inspiration. You are love embodied, like absolutely amazing. So we're going to be in touch, and I can't wait to take the photo of me like you did with my hands in the air. Like, there it is.
Yeah.
Here in Arizona.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity to keep talking about love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Thank you, John.
Okay. Love you, my friend.
Thank you for listening to the Lens of Love podcast. If today's episode brought value and insight, you can help us advance the movement and the message by doing these three things all at the same time. First of all, give us a shout out on the platform that you're listening on. And then a 5-star rating would be absolutely amazing and appreciated. And then lastly, of course, is subscribe to the podcast so that you can join the love wave that is happening across the planet. Now, you can find me on Facebook at Love Joe and on Instagram at LoveJoe_LensOfLove. And visit me on my website at joeitalic.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, love is still the answer.